With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters reporting. President-elect Trump has announced new foreign investment to build data centers across the U.S. White House correspondent Greg Clugston reports.
Trump appeared with billionaire developer and business partner Hussein Sajwani, who leads a company in the United Arab Emirates.
I'm thrilled to announce today that DAMAC will be investing at least $20 billion over a very short period of time into the United States.
Trump emphasized his plans to get investments of $1 billion or more through the environmental regulatory review process quickly. Greg Clugston, Washington.
House Republicans held a news conference Tuesday to outline their agenda for the coming Congress. Correspondent Bernie Bennett has this report.
Speaker Mike Johnson welcomed reporters to the Capitol and the new Congress on Tuesday.
Well, thank you all, and welcome to the 119th Congress. It has already gotten off to a swift start.
The speaker says that the feeling on Capitol Hill is different after the November election.
There's a real feeling on Capitol Hill right now in the midst of the snow and all the winter drama, as well as across the country. It really does feel like a new day in America. It really does.
Other members of the conference explain how they plan to implement the GOP agenda and work with the White House and Senate to pass President-elect Trump's campaign promises. Bernie Bennett in Washington.
Jimmy Carter's state funeral has moved to Washington after observances in his native Georgia. The 39th president's remains left the Carter Presidential Center on Tuesday morning and flew to Washington. The Carter family and the former president arrived at Joint Base Andrews in Maryland with a motorcade following to the U.S. Navy Memorial. Carter's flag-draped casket was transferred to a horse-drawn caisson for his final journey to the Capitol. On Wall Street, the Dow down by 178 points. This is SRN News. The leading cause of death around the globe is abortion.
According to a survey of 2024 compiled by Worldometer, there were 45 million abortions in the world last year. Compare that to 8 million deaths due to cancer, 5 million due to smoking, and 1.3 caused by auto accidents. In fact, if you add up all the possible causes of death in 2024, abortion is responsible for about 42% of the total. That means that global mortality for the past year could have been cut nearly in half if nobody was having abortions. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Wisconsin's Democratic Governor Tony Evers is reviving his plan to enable voters to repeal and create state laws. He crafted a similar proposal in 2022 for voters to repeal the state's 1849 abortion ban, but Republicans killed the plan. It's expected that they'll do so this time as well. Evers claims the GOP has been ignoring the will of the people. SRN News. Here's the Wall Street Business Report.
The news on the U.S. economy is back to being bad for Wall Street. The S&P 500 swung to a loss of 1.1% after a pair of reports on the economy came in better than expected. The Dow Jones Industrial Average dropped 0.4%. The NASDAQ Composite tumbled 1.9%. While the strong reports on the U.S. job market and business activity were good news for anyone worried about a possible recession, they could also make it less likely that the Federal Reserve will be cutting interest rates. The Dow is down 178 points today to close at 42,528. The NASDAQ lost 375 to 19,489. The S&P 500 dropped 66 points to 5,909. With the Wall Street Business Report, I'm John Scott.
More details at srnnews.com.